Well, Colt Nichols, nice work. Pretty much flawless. Perfect way to take the points lead and grab another win. Man, I didn't even see you have that much trouble with lappers. Great ride.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I finally got off the gate really good and got out in front of the guys that, you know, I'm usually battling with. So that made my life pretty easy just as far as trying to manage the race. And I put together like 4 or 5 really good laps at the beginning and
yep.
was able to gap Christian just a touch, just enough to like be comfortable. And then I kept just kind of putting in laps. And then once I got the gap big enough, then I knew I could just manage the race and just kind of tiptoe around the lappers and not try to force the issue too much and
yep.
make some stupid mistake. So that was really clutch, I think, to be able to get that gap and be able to manage those guys that way. So
that was a good race. I can't complain, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, I thought last week you were better with the lappers than Christian. You were kind of like sending it a little bit, let's say, and just hoping that they went a certain way and you were going to go this way. And so, and I thought on a track like this, with guys going left and right because of ruts and a lot of guys that don't have the skills that you guys do, I'm like, these lappers are going to be gnarly, but not really for you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't too bad. There was only a time or two, I think, where I came up on a group of about 4 of them where they were kind of battling 3 or 4 of them. And I really was just patient and was like, okay, I can just kind of see where they're going, just relax a little bit. And just the benefit of getting a good start. And like I said, being able to manage from the front, which was pretty clutch, something I haven't been able to do in a while. So that was nice.
Did you like the track?
I actually did, man. It was really technical, like trying to get that rhythm every lap. You know, that big rhythm was tough. And one lap I really goofed it up, but. Overall, I really did like the track. I like that dirt, you know, that the Houston dirt and this dirt are, you know, a little softer and gets really ruddy, and I really like that. So, no, I was a big fan. I'm looking forward to the day and seeing hopefully we can do it all again.
Yeah, you're a very technical rider. You can put your bike kind of where you want it. So ruts and rhythms, I don't think you're that intimidated by it, right? Like, this is good for you.
Yeah, no, I was pumped when I saw the schedule. Right. I knew we were going to Texas and coming here, and I was like, hopefully that, you know, works in my favor. I don't know, you know, obviously the rest of the guys are good everywhere too, but hopefully, you know, I can use that to my advantage and a little experience as well. And that's what I've been able to do so far, just try to maximize each position I'm in. Like the first few races I didn't start that well, but I just tried to maximize what I could and felt like I did that pretty well. And, you know, tonight to be able to get the start and do that was just, man, that was nice. Yep. And my life was much easier. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Right. And I guess after the finish, you're like, oh, cool. I got this points lead by 3, but no, there was some drama going on. So that's nice. You got a bit of a cushion.
Dude, yeah, I didn't know. Like, I thought the crowd was cheering for me, right? I'm like, oh, this is sick. You know, they're pumped. It's like, I'm doing a knack.
Right.
And then I look back, and I'm just like, oh, drama. Like, that ain't for me.
No,
so that
was
a little bit of a bummer. But, I don't know. That was kind of a crazy scenario there at the end. I didn't really get to watch it, so I need to go back and watch. But, it was crazy. But, just the soul flipping it out. It feels nice.
Having
been able to do that.
No, really good ride, man. And thanks for doing this. Congrats, and we'll see you Tuesday. Thanks, Colt.
Of course. Thanks.
Bye.